Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Tsar, The Rise and Reign of Vladimir Putin by Stephen Lee Myers. Read for you by Rene Ruiz. Oh, he understood very well that for the meek soul of a simple Russian, exhausted by grief and hardship, and above all, by constant injustice and sin, his own or the world's, there was no stronger need than to find a holy shrine or a saint to prostrate himself before and to worship. Fyodor Dostoevsky, The Brothers Karamazov. Part 1. Chapter 1. Homo Sovieticus. Vladimir Spiridonovich Putin edged forward through the cratered battlefield beside the Neva River, roughly 30 miles from Leningrad. His orders seemed suicidal. He was to reconnoiter the German positions and, if possible, capture a tongue, slang for a soldier to interrogate. It was November 17, 1941, already bitterly cold, and the Soviet Union's humiliated army was now desperately fighting to avoid its complete destruction at the hands of Nazi Germany. The last tanks in reserve in the city had crossed the Neva a week before, and Putin's commanders now had orders to break through heavily reinforced positions defended by 54,000 German infantrymen. There was no choice but to obey. He and another soldier approached a foxhole along a dug-in front.